Hello.
Hi, this is Ari from Customer Service returning your call. Could I have your zip code to pull up your account?
92139.
1 second. And it was 92139.
92139.
And your first and last name?
Francis Zamora.
And could you verify your shipping address?
2874 Dusk Drive, D as in David, USK, San Diego, 92139.
All right, thank you for verifying that information. I see here that you have the relief drops, and those products do help to reduce and relieve chronic pains and illnesses. How can I help you today?
Because I had two charges on my account. Do you guys sell the wellness formula?
Yes, and we sell the relief drops.
But not the wellness?
Let's see. It would just be the relief drops, ma'am.
Oh, because, okay, are they shipping these like every month? Because I don't believe I ever put to get a continuing shipment, because there's a 99, and how does it have to be? How does it get to be 99.94? If I order anything, it was probably those that you just pay shipping and handling to charge it,
Yes, ma'am. Now, it was
and
a
I only got one.
Yes, ma'am. It was a trial for the product started back on March the 9th. So you paid $4.97 to receive the trial. And if your trial did end and you didn't cancel, it turned into a subscription.
Well, the thing is, they billed for March the 23rd and then April the 21st. But like I said, I never, it didn't say anything that they would just ship it automatically.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the information about the trial, it was presented on a section of our webpage called Trial Terms, and the customer had to agree to the trial terms in order to confirm their order.
Okay, well, the last one that I got that was shipped, can I go? I want to go ahead and return it. I never opened it.
Yes, ma'am. Now, was
And
something
actually, I was
wrong with
going
the
to call
product?
because, pardon?
Was something wrong with the product?
No, I haven't felt anything at all. I still have the first bottle that I thought I had only paid $4.99 for. And then a few days ago, I received this one and I was wondering why I got it. Because I had the other one for almost a month. So and like I said, I guess I should read the fine print. But anyway, I've been taking it faithfully and I see absolutely no improvement in my pain. So I just want to go ahead and return the new one that I got.
Yes, ma'am. Now, if you're trying to do a return for a refund, that's only valid if you're inside of your trial.
What do you mean?
You cannot do a return for a refund if you are outside of your trial.
Well, how do you know if something works? I mean, you can use it a couple of days. You have to wait at least a month to see if you have any problems. And then, they shipped it before you even finish. I still haven't finished the first bottle because
Yes.
it's just a small dropper full.
Yes, ma'am. Now, that was the purpose in actually calling us to alert us of these problems that you were having. But since we never received a call from you, you did get sent out that second supply and got charged for it on April the 21st.
Well, I don't see why I can't return it. I got a charge almost $100 for the first one, which was supposed to be a trial one. So why am I getting charged the $99? If the first one was a trial one, I shouldn't have to pay the $99. I can see maybe on the second one that I received a few days ago, But why are you guys charging me? Because then that's fraud.
Yes, ma'am.
You're saying the first bottle is only $4.99 or $5.99, whatever the heck it is. So I paid that. So now they're charging me for April and or March and April. That's not right.
Yes, ma'am, because on March the 9th, you pay $4.97 for the shipping and handling to receive the product. Now, once your trial ended, if you did not call in and let us know that you did not want to keep the product
or it wasn't working for you, you had to give us a call
by March the 22nd.
No, but they don't say it like that. They say you get a bottle, just a free bottle, just pay the shipping and handling. You get a free bottle to try it for $4.99 or $5.99, like I said, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying you get a try it for $4.99. That means that you only pay the $4.99 for shipping and handling.
Yes,
it doesn't say, you know, you're going to get charged $100, you know, whether you like it or not. That's baloney.
Yes, ma'am. Now, that information will say it on the trial section.
I'm a senior and I'm a widow and I live on my Social Security and I'm not paying those $99. Because, you know, you're charging me almost $200 when it was only supposed to be $4.99. That's a bunch of baloney. That's stealing from people. And I'm going to complain about the company and I'm going to find out where to go to the highest person that I can complain to, because I need to have the, you know, there's no reason why I can return them if they're still sealed and you know, still, like I said, I shouldn't pay for anything.
Yes,
because
and
it's
once
telling
again,
you to try that bottle free for only the shipping and handling. It's
and
not
you
telling
did get
you,
to try it free, ma'am. You had a 14-day trial, and you didn't have to pay anything within that trial period. But once your trial ended, you did have to pay for that product if you didn't cancel.
That's baloney, because you know that not you really can't tell the difference. Anything you try that's natural in 14 days.
Yes, ma'am. If you feel like you didn't have enough time, you could have called us, and we could have given you more time. But the point is, you never called us ever.
Okay, well, I want to at least return the other one because I'm not paying that money.
Once again, ma'am.
I'm calling the Better Business Bureau and I'm calling my bank and I'm going to tell them that you guys refuse to cooperate with me.
No one is refusing to cooperate with you, ma'am. You are failing to understand that you did not call in and then you had to agree to the terms and conditions. You are not accepting or acknowledging that you had to agree to the terms and conditions.
Well, I'm not happy with the product, and I shouldn't have to pay for the second bottle.
Yes, ma'am. Now I can go ahead and cancel out your account so you won't receive any additional charges, and I can offer you a 50% refund for that.
Yeah, well, for sure, go ahead and cancel it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I hope nobody ever does any business with such a crooked company, you know?
Yes, ma'am. And as I stated, I can go ahead and authorize a 50% refund for that
so
charge
as
well.
So just tell me why I cannot return the bottle.
Because, ma'am, that is still a valid charge. We only accept returns if something is wrong with the product. This is just a case of you not reading the terms and conditions and understanding, even though you clicked the button that said you agreed to the terms and conditions. Now, if something was wrong with the product or you did not order the product, then you could return it. But we cannot simply accept a return for a refund because you failed to read the terms and conditions. When you clicked the button that said you did read them and agreed to them.
No, because it doesn't work, honey. It does not work. It does not work.
I might as well take
olive oil and it'll probably work better.
If the product did not work, you could have given us a call at least by the beginning of April before you received that product.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Okay. Well, just go ahead and give me the 50% off the credit and make sure I get nothing again from you guys.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second to cancel out your account.
Aquí está el número de la compañía.
All right, so I went ahead and canceled out your account and gave you a 50% refund for that latest charge.
Okay. And is there a number or something a confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am. I've sent you a cancellation notification email.
What email are you sending it to?
FMZAMORA24@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Absolutely not.
Thank you for calling customer service and have a great day. Bye.